the radio buzz, the Top Talk Radio stories of the day. Attorneys general from all 50 states and the District of Columbia working together on a joint investigation looking into allegations made against mortgage companies. The fear that mortgage lenders may have been evicting homeowners using flawed court papers.
The other thing that has the biggest implication, I think, is that the titles of the property are now in doubt. So what you have is a foreclosed property that has potentially been resold. So now there's a question of who's the rightful owner. Is it the property owner who was foreclosed upon? Is it the bank? Is it the third-party purchaser? So I think that the next repercussion is going to be to the title insurance companies and their potential liability.
That was attorney and workplace legal expert Robin Bond speaking with WPTI in Greensboro, North Carolina. Bank of America late last week became the first bank to stop taking back tens of thousands of foreclosed homes in all 50 states. Buzzing on, the Article 32 hearing for Major Nidal Hassan continues on. Hassan, the lone suspect in the mass shooting at Fort Hood, Texas. In the November rampage, 13 were left dead with 32 wounded. All 32 surviving victims will testify.
Emotional and compelling testimony is coming out of these victims, and we expect to hear more stories today like we did yesterday.
Fox's Evan Brown reporting from Fort Hood. Witness testimony is expected to go on for about a month. I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.